Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are glad to be with you.
You know, we're going to jump right in. So much to do today, isn't there? And, you know, we have so much we're covering because we want to talk, we want to take a moment right now and talk about the spiritual response to the terror attacks and what's been happening. And then, of course, we're going to dive into these mystical Shaligram stones. And in so many ways, the two tie together. I know you're sitting there going, Kira, you must be kidding me. But the answer is, hey, it really does. And we'll explain how in just a moment.
You know, there is a lot going on in our news, the worldly news. And I just want to pick up on something we touched on last week, which was the media frenzy.
And you know, I think that has a capital F because yeah. This media frenzy, and I'm sure all of you listening, there's virtually no way to avoid it. You know, no matter where you are, you know, it's amazing that places that don't even normally stream news are streaming news. And this is what's so fascinating. And so much so that Shri and I published what we're calling part one of a series of articles. We're going to get the next part up this week about the spiritual response to these times. And if you have not connected with this article yet, you can do so right at our website. Just click on it. It's at Shri and Kira Live. It's right here at BBS Radio. It's at ShriandKiraRadio.com. Or if you would prefer to listen to the audio, we even made an audio version sitting over at YouTube at our channel, Official Shri and Kira. That's how strongly we feel that this information needs to be out there right now.
You see, and we're going to write more about this, but the preview of the next chapter, so to speak, is the recognition that the actual events that are going on our planet are not that different from events that have happened in the past. It's the frenzy surrounding the events that's new and different. It's the focus of the population's attention that's different. It's the actions of the politicos that's different. And all of those things together create an electric environment that will suck your attention, that will distract you, that will pull up any remnant fear issues, that will challenge one's security. And all of those things actually are a spiritual gift.
You know, in so many ways they are, because it's really, you know, you've heard us say this before, guys, we are at a pop or drop moment. Only this pop or drop moment has some really serious issues sitting with it. And it's fascinating that one of the things we've noticed is how many people are really coming forward and saying, you know what, enough. Enough. We really are ready to shift into another world, move into a different paradigm. Because, you know, right alongside of the terror attacks and this kind of upswell, I think it was just earlier this morning, now Belgium's on high alert and they're closing down Brussels. And it's like, when will it end? When will this media frenzy end? And the key is this, my angels, the media frenzy ends the minute you let go of trying to navigate the planetary thought body. And this is what it's all about, is that you've really come to a moment where you have a strong decision in front of you, which is, do I buy into the planetary thought body, or do I become the lion lioness who has walked out of the woods and said, here I am? Because when a lion walks out of the woods, the lion has no fear. Now, this is something that we really want to talk about, because this is also in the Lost Books of the Essene. If you have not read the Lost Books of the Essene, this is from book 5. Go read it again. It's at our website. It's free. Go to ShriandKira.com. Go into the Archangelic Messages, Lost Books of the Essene, number 5. Read it, because we are at the lion moment, Shri.
And the lion moment is that moment where, do we stand as empowered beings at peace with ourselves and our world, or do we collapse in a sense of uncertainty and fear and move into a cycle of repetition because we've done that one before. And there are some grooves in the vinyl record, so to speak, on how that one will play out.
You know, indeed there are. And we really don't want to take up too much time on this today, other than to say, this is a powerful moment in history. This is a very powerful moment in history. And this is a moment that you have chosen to be here for. You know, you are on this planet. You are still in form right now because your presence matters. Your thoughts matter. Your actions matter. Your passionate action instead of activism matters. And again, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about that other than remember that when we give ourselves into the anger or the fear or the doubt or the confusion, we're actually sucking our energy in from the planetary thought body, which brings us into an energy of densified realms. And so we're going to be more chaotic. We're going to feel heavier. Things are going to be more challenging. They might not walk as smoothly. When we are able to breathe our way through this with passionate action, it means that we can lift through it, see the divine, see the bigger picture, and take our action from a place of peace. Now, again, as we mentioned in our article, this doesn't mean you're sticking your head in the sand. Quite the contrary. It means you're taking an active role as a leader of liberation because the liberated moment is at hand. We are at a very challenged moment in the Kali Yuga. And in that moment of the Kali Yuga, you have the blessing of making a clear choice.
And so, beloved ones, a choice or an opportunity we would like to invite you to consider is to join us for a three-part teleworkshop. And in this workshop, we will go into depth on the fear-based responses versus the empowered responses, how to step out of the river of anxiety and sit on the sandy shores of peace. We will be talking about the current times as well as spiritual practices that are timeless and that will support you to move out of uncertainty and into your true passion, your true passionate action. Now, we kind of smile and say, you know, that's sort of a radical idea, you know, to move into passionate action in times of stress. And that's why we've kind of tongue-in-cheek called this the Awakening Your Inner Radical class.
Indeed, because that's what we're doing. You know, one of the thing is, passion is charismatic. It really is. But when we take our passionate action, you are able to become the attraction field of the entire universe. We like to refer to that as ascended discernment. And this ascended discernment is the energy needed for 2016 and beyond. Remember, we are in a 7-year portal of ascension, and 2015 is only year one. We like to refer to it as the escalator. So imagine you've just stepped on an escalator, and we're only 1/7 of the way up, right? 2016 is going to make 2015 look calm. And so we were given strong guidance to teach ascended discernment, to absolutely bring this energy out there, to experience what it's like to have this inspiration in passionate action, in form, and call in 2016 as your most abundant year ever because your passion is going to be ignited. But how you ignite it will determine the year. And this is why we were given clear guidance to offer this telejourney in January. Now, this telejourney has, as with all of our courses, a comprehensive workbook. It has tons of information. You will have Sri and I live during the classes where you can ask us your questions in real time. And because there is so much content and because of specific guidance from the Ascended Masters and the Blue Starborn, the Shakti Exchange right now, if you register before December 15th, is only $33, guys. And so we encourage you, you know, not only take this class for yourself, why not give it as a Christmas gift? Why not invite somebody, give them the gift of their absolute ascended discernment so that 2016 can be the most productive, impassioned, profitable year ever. And when we say profitable, we're talking about may your spirit be rich. May
abundance
your soul be abundant.
True form.
Exactly. May your health soar. And so we normally don't get as passionate about talking about upcoming events, but this one's that important, and we encourage you to take advantage of it.
You know, Kara used the phrase Kali Yuga a few minutes ago, and I want to outline a little bit about what that is, because many of us have loosely used the phrase, you know, the new era or the new age or the new millennium. There's so many phrases to infer that there's something shifting. And of course, December 21, 2012 was inaugurating a shift. And like so many things in our world, we do not fully understand the transition until we're on the other side or close to it. And then we begin to notice what has changed. Now, the Kali Yuga is from the Hindu world paradigm, and they talk about these grand ages. You know, there's golden ages, there's ages of other energies. And in the Kali Yuga, it's kind of the final stage where things are corrupted, things are in disrepair, that a grand transition is at hand to move into a more golden time. But during the Kali Yuga, the truth will be distorted, human activities will be distorted, and it is very difficult to find one's way if you don't have your inner guidance firmly online. And if you look out in our outer world at the spin, at the corruption, at the money issues, at the crumbling infrastructure, everything from bridges and roads to schools and health systems, it's really a sign of a democracy that's going to seed, that has not been pruned correctly. It's a sign of truly the Kali Yuga. Now, the Kali Yuga is not meant to be frightening or to offer you a depressing energy. It's meant to describe a time of transition.
Well, and it also, in many ways, Sri, I find it reassuring when we can recognize that. Remember, during the Kali Yuga, and there's so much written about the Kali Yuga and the age of Kali Yuga, the truth will be seen as a lie, and the lie will be seen as the truth. The false prophets will be abundant. Fundamentalism will become very, very powerful. Also, other signs of Kali Yuga. People will have rich fascination with celebrities. Celebrities will become like gods. Food will become. Look at all of the, I've never seen more shows about food ever, or, you know, now we even have a whole group of foodies, and
well,
there's
foodies,
nothing wrong
obesity,
with that.
Diabetes, it
exactly.
All ties together
because of the lack of balance. And so there is almost a reassurance in recognizing, okay, I understand. You know, so many of you write, Sri and I, and so many people ask me, I do literally thousands of readings a year, and so many people say to me, Kara, why do I feel like I'm not from this planet? Well, chances are because you're not, number one. But number two, it's also because you are in a recognition of your truth at a time when the truth is being seen as untruth. And so when you can recognize that this has nothing to do with you, that you are waking into your divine nature, then you can actually relax through the chaos, lift up through the pyramid of spiritual awakening, and enter into that beautiful bliss of the passionate action of living in ascension awareness. And you know, this is, again, part of what we're going to be teaching in the class, but it's also important to understand right now. And it actually brings us to today's magic stone topic.
Magic stones. You know, last week we talked a little bit about crystals and how amazing crystals are as far as their energy. And then we moved into the chat about the Shiva Lingas and how the black stone of Shiva emanates a crystalline energy, but it's just a rock.
Right. We talked about that. And if you did not catch last week's show, for sure, go back and listen, because we gave you specific information about the pillars of light and what these really are.
Now, today we're going to talk about shaligram stones. Now, shaligrams are actually hundreds of million years old. So consider for a moment a stone that came from the original formation of the earth.
Now, check this out, guys. These stones are from when the Himalayas were on the ocean floor. So we're talking about hundreds of millions of years old. That's how old these stones are. They're extremely, extremely ancient. So when you're holding something that is that ancient from the origin of the earth, there is already an energy. And then there's a lot more around this. And before we talk more about these incredible stones and how they came to Sri and I and what's happened ever since they've come our way, we want to go ahead and invite, I think, a few callers in, Sri, before we go any further. And Absolutely. Then we're going to talk a little bit more. So we're going to begin with line two. We're going to go across the ocean from where we are over to Portugal and say hi to Madalena. Namaste, beloved one.
Namaste. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I would like if you can give me a reading. I'm obviously these are for change, and I'm struggling with my career because I'm finished my PhD with some difficulty because it doesn't mean much to me now, and I don't know what can I do in the future. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, my angel. And first of all, just feel our heart reaching out around you. You know, as I connect with you right now, there is this beautiful big angel energy that's standing right around you, carrying like a crystalline blue color. Very, very beautiful. And they're whispering at you saying, move and movement, meaning that getting the PhD needed to be completed because you need to have more movement in your life. It was like it was keeping you stuck in a singular focus, and that this move and movement all around you is also, it's about everything. It's about moving your body. It's about moving your energy, and it's about moving your vision as to what you see of yourself. They're saying that there's actually three opportunities in front of you. However, it's important for you to see yourself in them, and that to honor and respect the PhD. And then they're saying, go forward, first teach, then become. So there's some type of teaching around you right now, but it demands you moving your energy, moving your eyes, and possibly even moving from where you're currently living. But all of this, you're resonating really strongly right now with the number three. So within the next 3 months, all of this is going to get very clear for you. But they're saying dance, do yoga, move, and laugh, and you'll find that this will come forward for you. And so I'm very, very honored that you have called in, and just honored to have connected with you, my love. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much. I wish I can go to visit you someday. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll look forward to welcoming you and feel our arms around you right now, and we love you. Namaste. Sri, should we take another caller before we continue?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to line one, and we'll say hi to Sonia from California, who didn't get in last week, but
here
she is.
But we're getting in this week. Namaste, Sonia.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, we are delighted to say hi to you, Angel. I'm so glad you made it in.
Thank you. I definitely listened to your show, and well, I just have some questions, and I would love a mini soul reading, and there's just so much that has been going on since my awakening and ascension since March of this year, and a lot of these knowings and a lot of these answers that I already know within my soul, and just managing, and I'm shifting careers, starting to be a health coach as of January, food and spirit practitioner, actually, but a lot of questions around my marriage, a lot of this inner knowing that I need to go off on my own. And I'm just trying to figure out where I'm heading.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want you to put your hand on your heart, Angel. Just bring your hand to your heart. And if it's safe to close your eyes, I'd like to invite you to do that. And I'm also hearing a lot of other people that are saying, I have the same question. So if you have the same question while I'm sharing with Sonia, put your hand on your heart. And if it's safe to close your eyes, close your eyes. Take in a deep breath and let it out gently. Let it out very gently. Sonia, the universe is saying to you that it's funny. They're showing me, it almost looks like a bow and arrow. And it's you're the one pulling back the arrow, but you're afraid to let go. And they're saying that if you let go, you will make a bullseye. And so it's like you've been pulled, and the tension is right there. And that tension is emotional, it's physical, it's spiritual. And they're saying it's time to let go. It's time to release, put down all of your burdens, and trust that your arrow is going to fly straight into the bullseye. And all you need to do is keep your eyes there, and the rest will unfold. They're also saying that it's very, very important for you to gaze up at the sky, and in your case, at night, and pay attention to the message that the stars have to offer you, for there is even a greater connection awaiting. And so it is.
That's beautiful. I do that. I gaze at the stars at night all the time. I do that.
Yeah. They have a lot to share with you, my angel. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Well, and so let's all just take a deep breath for a moment as we settle ourselves in the recognition that each of us has our way of connecting. And sometimes we need to test out another way in order to go a little deeper or to freshen our perceptual filters a little bit.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny. It brings us back to these incredible shaligrams, which if you've never heard of them, I really encourage you to learn more about them, because here's what happened. Sri and I were very, very blessed. You know, we were in India the entire month of October, still integrating. And hey, make sure you're with us next week when, for the first time ever, we're going to reveal something that happened that is very, very powerful to share. And on one of the days we were in Mumbai, we were heading over to meet with some people, and Sri and I walked in and we saw this, I don't know, black stones, right? I guess because shaligrams are black for the most part.
Yeah, shaligrams are black stones, and there was a gentleman who had several of them on a table, and we felt drawn to connect. You know, we basically walked in and said, please, tell us about these.
And we never knew anything about them. And it just happened to be, we were literally walking down a hallway. This was not in a mall. This was not outside. This was not a vendor. We were just walking down a hallway. And here's what's so fascinating. The first shaligram that was put in my hand, which I'm actually holding right now, immediately my entire crown chakra, it felt honestly like somebody had just taken my head off, taken my crown, taken off the top of my head, and I felt my entire light body soar. And I had never felt anything so powerful. And Sri, you know, I always refer to my Sri as my Merlin. He even has an incredible course on crystals. It's one of our home study courses, which if you haven't taken, take it. Really cheap, and you should take it. But the reality is that unlike crystals, these were instantaneous divine connection. And the more that we sat with this man and the more that he started explaining to them, the first thing that he shared with us is what we've already shared with you, is that these stones are hundreds of millions of years old from when the Himalayas were underwater, when the Himalayas were an ocean floor. And every one of these stones are different. They all have different markings. They all have different shapes. But yet they have a very powerful significance. And here's what's really fascinating, that they have been written about in the Mahabharata. They have been written about in the sutras. They have been written about in the Vedas. Because remember, these are older than any text on the planet, because these are from before the planet was developed. I mean, even Krishna himself mentions the qualities of these in the Mahabharata. And needless to say, they are considered very, very auspicious.
Auspicious and rare. And they're only found in one place on the planet. They're at a riverbed in the Himalayas. And they're considered to be objects of worship. These are like artifacts from the divine Garden of Eden. And they really have a cosmic vibration. When you hold one of the shaligrams, there is an opportunity to connect to the compassionate creation energy of the universe. And the specific vibration of these is associated with Lord Vishnu. Vishnu is the preserver. Vishnu is the energy of I shall continue.
And there's actually a whole story about how Vishnu manifested these, that he had been, according to some of the religious texts and other scriptures, that he needed to kill a demon. And in order to do that, he had to destroy the demon's wife and then was given curses. So he was given these four curses were given to him after he he accomplished this, you know, killing this demon. So to wash away the curse, he basically took four avatars or incarnations. He became stone as the Sri Saligrams. He became grass as Kush grass, which we all know is very, very sacred grass and wonderful for meditating. He became the people tree and he became the Tulsi plant. And so Saligrams are considered to be the absolutely most auspicious piece of this because these Saligrams are blessed and they are offering blessings. And a lot of people even say the water that has touched them becomes very sacred. And by drinking it, you can be relieved of diseases and that they're very helpful with meditation and spiritual liberation. And very much like the Shiva Linga, which is that, you know, how do you carve a picture of God? You don't. So you just make the Shiva Linga, this, you know, basically this form, this formless form. Well, the Saligram is considered very much to be the same thing when it comes to Vishnu. And according to those that talk about the Saligrams, Saligrams offer the six values of life, which is good living or you know, moral living, abundance, protection, health and vitality, pleasure-filled life, and spiritual blessings. And so here's what's most fascinating is that for many, many, many years, it was considered you shouldn't even touch a Saligram. Like, oh my God, they're too powerful to even touch, or they're too powerful to go near, or you shouldn't, once you own one, just put it away. Don't look at it. And there's still a lot of people that have that feeling about them. And what's fascinating is that they have come forward at the time of Kali Yuga, very much the way the legend basically says that Lord Vishnu, for the benefit of mankind in Kali Yuga, comes into earth in the form of the Saligram and the Tulsi tree, so that like the worship of Shiva as a Linga, the worship of Vishnu as a Saligram offers us the opportunity to have this deep connection without the interference of the mind. It's a direct energetic reception. And this is what's needed in the time of Kali Yuga.
So consider for a moment that if the environment that we find ourselves in is filled with distortions, it's filled with fourth dimensional manipulation and all kinds of emotional dysfunction, to be able to connect to something that is pure, to connect to something that is from an origin,
yeah,
untainted.
Yeah.
That's really the preserver energy, is it not? That's the blessings of Vishnu coming forward and saying, let me sustain you. So regardless of the mythology, regardless of the stories, there is a profound energy emanating from these old rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to introduce them to you. You might go do your own web search on them. You'll be stunned to discover that there's entire churches that have formed around Saligrams. There's all kinds of ways of tuning in and worshiping and being part of it. From my standpoint, we all have our own way to connect.
And, you know, we have more to tell about that story when they came to us, because as this man started pulling out, I mean, so many that you ever get energy overload, right? And if you ever get energy overload, like Sri and I always giggle when we pull out all of our crystals. We're like, okay, we're getting stoned because, you know, you're playing with all these crystals and there's so many energies. Well, as that was happening and we were dancing, he all of a sudden came out with one that was very different than all the others. And we'll share more about this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but let me just tempt you with this to stay with us through the commercial. The minute he put it in my hand, so much happened. I had to immediately drop it. And it was the first time in my life I was ever concerned that a stone might fall into the wrong hands because it was that powerful. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that story. We're going to take more of your calls and we're going to continue this journey together. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriAndKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self-Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self-Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self-Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's SriAndKira.com.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones. Welcome back. And I think we left you talking about the mysterious Shaligram that when it was brought out. Now, remember, we had looked at, oh my goodness, at this point, what, maybe 50 had come out? I mean, it's really amazing. Every one of these has, like, some of them are even though they're all a gift of Vishnu, some of them are very much like we have some that we're holding right now that are very much Shiva lingas. And we are, you know, have the markings of Shiva and literally have the markings of Shiva. Some are the markings of Garuda, some of the markings of Ganesh, Lakshmi, all of them. But then he brought out this one that was different from the rest.
Now, by way of preface, I just want to invite your imagination to have some fun here. Many of you have been to the Tucson Gem Show and understand what happens when you walk through a cacophony of crystals. You know, or even in your local metaphysical shop, if you are drawn to the case where they have their crystals, you'll realize that some of them are quite powerful. And some of them actually opened up dimensional contact. And of course, when you open up dimensional contact, there's an opportunity for mischief as well as delight. And a lot of that is in the hands of the holder, meaning what your intention is and who you are and what you're doing. So now let's play with this in a different sense. Here we are at a obscure place with a tabletop that has a whole lot of these black stones. And the entire room is filled with this vibration of primal energy, this vibration of, and I mean primal in a cosmic sense. It's high vibration. There's a very high pitch. And yet there's a sense of foundational goodness to it. You know, that this vibration is it's a known feeling. It's a feeling of perhaps your origin is the best I can offer you.
I think that's well said, Sri.
And a lot of the Shaligrams are ammonites, meaning they are the circular shells. The very first creatures in the oceans of the world were these ammonite crustaceans. And they have that nautilus shell kind of pattern, you know, the Fibonacci sequence that spirals out. And they're quite wonderful, not only from the standpoint of the sacred geometry, but the fact that they spiral. And that you have this amazing ancient stone with this fossilized ammonite in it that's sending out a spiral energy with its radiation. Now, the special one that we wanted to tell you about is like that in that it had an ammonite shell embedded, fossilized within the stone itself. It's part of the stone.
And what happened was this man pulled it out, and it was really quite fascinating because, I, possibly, when you're accustomed to working with something, and sometimes people work with things and don't always feel the other energy. Well, he was pulling them out, showing them, and explaining them all. He put this one in my hand. And literally, I'm not kidding, guys, literally, it was like I had just touched a holographic button And as Sri mentioned, in the very center is a full fossilized ammonite. However, all around it in a spiral are crystals embedded around it. And the entire stone has the shape of a skull. And this is all natural. And I'm holding it in my hand as I'm speaking with you, literally trying to radiate this energy to you guys right now. So just connect with me. Feel this. I'm literally sending it out to you right now, because the crystals shoot up what looks like a holographic projector and start showing healing energies for whoever's in the room. And I at first dropped it because it was so powerful. And I looked at this man and I said, what are you going to do with this? I said, you know, in the wrong hands, this thing could be actually dangerous. And it was the first time I've ever touched a stone and felt that, oh my gosh, this thing could actually be dangerous in the wrong hands. And he looked at me like I was absolutely out of my mind. And then I held it up again. I watched as the holographic projection came out of it and started giving him information about himself. And he literally fell to his knees. And at that moment, he actually gifted me with another shaligram, a smaller one, as a gift, because he had never had that experience before. Now, needless to say, we made sure that this came with us because obviously it is meant to be a tool of healing. And at the time of Kali Yuga, all of us will find our tool, everything that we need to be able to walk through this time in incredible, impassioned action with peace, love, and joy, as long as we trust the universe to take care of us. And this is why I go back again and say, please read the article we just posted or watch it at YouTube, and please join us in January for this program we're offering. This stone we wound up using while we were on our journey in India. A few times Sri and I were dealing with just some small illness issues, this stone started working. I'm not kidding, guys. And we have just about every crystal there is to have. I mean, we are crystal geeks. We live on a crystal bed. We are now in Uruguay, which in my humble opinion has the finest amethyst in the world. Yet this little stone that I'm holding in my hand right now, this 100 million year old shaligram with the ammonite and the crystal ammonite around it, is one of the most, probably the single most powerful healing tool we've ever used. And here at Terra Nostra, we're actually offering and using this to people who come here and having people connect with all of these shaligrams. We're very blessed to have five of them now. And we're going to be actually incorporating them with the Piedra de Corazon, which is going to be here on the solstice in December. If there is any way you can get to Terra Nostra, come for a day, come for a few days, come for a week, come for a month. We have people coming for all of those time frames. But from 18 to 22, the Piedra de Corazon will be here, as will all these shaligrams. And it's the first time these two are going to be together. And we are very strongly guided to share that we fully expect some miracle healing to happen. And we have some people coming who are needing some miracle healing. That's how powerful these stones are.
You have to remember that we are energy and we are densified energy. And to have a tool that can cut through not just the aura, but can actually cut through into the molecular orbit, the orbit of the atoms, the protons, the neutrons, and shift the orbit of the molecular structure, this is how quantum healing happens. This is how miracles happen. This is the new era that we are transitioning into. So we just invite you to put a smile on your face, and one day you might remember this conversation when you bump into your miracle stone and use it to activate the healer inside of you.
You know, I know I'm giggling as you're saying that, because I know I hear some of you going, really? Magic stones? I mean, really? And honestly, we get it. We hear you. We understand. However, as we're sitting there holding these right now, and again, we're doing our best to literally transfer this energy, to send it out to you. Put up your hands, you know, if you can. Just feel this energy coming into you. I send it out. I'm really doing our best. Sri and I are both trying to get this out to you right now. There is an opportunity. You know, in India, there are still many, many people that would think that we are absolutely sacrilegious for even touching this, or that we absolutely should not be working with them the way that we are. Yet this is the gift of this moment, that these stones picked us. We did not pick them. And that because we are at this transcendent moment. And again, a lot has happened, even with all of the terror attacks. You know, Friday the 13th of November on 2015 changed our world forever. And if you've read the article, you'll read how we applied the science of ascended numerology to show you exactly why it had to be that day, it had to be Paris, France, and it had to happen. These shifts are all part of the opportunity, the spiritual freedom that is saying, if your heart is pure, if you can call forth your sincerity, your love, and your presence. And these are the aspects of our TOSA Miracle Team, which if you don't know about it, go check it out at shriankara.com. But sincerity, love, and presence bring miracles into your life, create miracles for yourself, and support miracles for the planet. And how many of us right now are sitting in the dark saying, send me a miracle, or sitting in the light saying, send me a miracle? Well, the reality is you have the power to create your miracle. And when we trust the universe to flow through us, sometimes we're offered tools along the way. You know, some people might say, well, gosh, do I really need a tool? Can't I do this myself? Well, the answer is, of course you can.
Absolutely. The key is, how do we awaken dormant capacities? So often, as Kira and I offer guidance and we serve as a sacred mirror at times in the readings, what we're doing is helping you to recognize what you know is true. We're mirroring what your spiritual guides are wanting you to know. Similarly, a crystal in the hands of a person with a healing intent can amplify healing energy and can also bring forward new information, things that you've forgotten. So when we say there are magic stones or magic crystals out there, yes, it may seem like magic because you're bridging the eons. You're awakening something inside of your DNA that you had forgotten. And that is indeed magical.
You know, it is magical. And that's, you know, there's so many things happening on the planet right now. And as we each allow ourselves to unfold our inner magic, the universe will support that magic. And, you know, speaking of supporting, Sri, we have so many people that have been on hold and more people calling in. Why don't we try to say hello to a few more people?
Well, absolutely. We're going to head to line 3 and say hi to Vicky from Massachusetts.
Namaste, Vicky. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I would love a mini soul reading. I've been having, I called last year and you said I was on the verge of something, and I still feel like I'm on the verge. I'm just curious what you see.
Well, I appreciate your checking in with us, Vicki. Thank you for calling back in. And yeah, you know, I'm going to invite you right now, if it's safe to close your eyes, to do so. And I'd like you to put your hands on your belly, actually, or right there on the third, almost like second and third chakras together, maybe one hand on top of the other, and to relax your breath into that area. Because immediately as you started speaking, even just as you said, thank you for taking our call, I saw Saint Germain. And Saint Germain is standing right there, and it's so precious. He's standing in front of you, and he's really decked out in purple, looking very gorgeous, I might add. And he's got this purple staff, and he keeps pounding it on the ground, and he's going, Vicky, look at me. Pay attention. It's right here. It's right here. It's right here. And he's saying that there is a consciousness shift that you have called in. However, your eyes are not seeing what your heart already knows, and around the corner is the answer. And that is exactly what he wants me to tell you. He's also saying, remember the power of alchemy as you step forward in your life and discover the joy that is waiting. He just keeps saying, it's just around the corner. It's just around the corner. And this Saint Germain energy right now is very, very powerful in front of you. And so he's telling me to be quiet. So that's all I'm allowed to tell you. And I hope that's enough. And I'm so grateful you called in.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Namaste, beloved one.
Namaste.
Beautiful. You know, I just love Saint Germain.
I do too. He's really precious.
And, as one who is associated with the Violet Flame, it's little wonder that he looks so fabulous when he's dressed in purple.
Gorgeous, I gotta tell you that.
Truly the alchemist who has delighted the emperors and kings throughout Europe in earlier times and offers great teachings and support for all of us. Speaking of teachings and support, let's go to line five, and we'll say hi to Eva in Arizona, I believe.
On the road in Arizona. Hi, Eva.
Hi, love bugs. How are you doing today?
We're doing well, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm out in nature having a good time.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! So I would just love a mini soul reading, please, if you are willing.
Well, of course I'm willing, and I am grateful that you asked. And it's funny that you're out in nature right now, because they're showing me you flapping your arms like you would be taking off to fly. And they're saying that as you literally spread your wings and begin to lift, you will discover a sense of freedom when you gaze at everything as if you are an eagle soaring through the canyon. And that right now it's very important for you to lift up and be the eagle, to see everything from that bird's eye view. And they're saying also for you right now, it is about soaring, very much about... it's funny. It's not that you're not settling, but that you're soaring. And from there, yeah, they just keep saying this over and over again, Eva, that you're seeing everything from this bird's eye view will give you the answer that you are seeking. However, don't settle, meaning it's not about settling down. It's about don't settle for less is what they're saying. So I'm glad I took a moment to make sure I understood what they were sharing with me. So be the eagle, flap those wings and don't settle. Let it be amazing.
Nice. Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Angel. Go flap those arms. Namaste.
Flap and clap.
Woo-hoo!
You know, it's important that we honor the fact that as an energy being, we are carrying around this physical jumpsuit, and we need to move it. We need to enjoy it. We need to dance, twirl, and relax.
You know, so often we do, Sri. And why don't we go ahead and see if we can take one more caller now?
Absolutely. Let's go to line one, and we'll say hi to Lou Ellen from California.
Namaste, beloved.
Hello. Hi, Sri and Kira.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I would like to have a mini soul reading. I've never done this before, but I'm quite excited.
Oh, aren't you precious? Well, I feel your joy. I also feel your heart. You have an amazing heart. Oh my gosh. And that's what they want me to talk about. They're saying that your heart is a magnet for divine bliss, and that your heart is so tender, and that as your heart becomes the empowered gift that it is meant to be, not only will the planet be enhanced, your life will expand. They're saying it's important for you not to ever be a doormat and to always allow yourself to be the one who is ready to give and receive in balance. Now, you're resonating with the number four. And so the number four is very powerful because it can be the four directions. It can be the four corners of a diamond. In your case, it's a diamond, you know, a four-pointed diamond with an equilateral cross in the middle of it, which means everything's coming back to you and you are being showered with diamond energy and support. So whatever steps you're getting ready to take right now, go for it. But remember, your heart deserves to be supported in all ways. And may you know that you are amazing. And I am so grateful you called in today. Thank you for the honor of sharing with you.
Thank you, Sri and Kira. And thank you for holding the integrity of being so authentic. I really appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you, my love. Feel that back to you 1,000-fold and feel our arms around you right now with a big hug of love. Namaste.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you too. Oh, Sri, what a blessing. You know, we have, I've said this so many times, the best audience on the planet. This is the best audience in the planet.
Absolutely. And as we're coming to a close for today, I want to recap a couple of things that I think are important to take away. The first is don't drown in the media frenzy.
Yeah, you know, we're going to go all the way back to where we started today, guys. Remember that the media frenzy is feeding the planetary thought body, and that it's a gift, and it offers you the opportunity to what? Pop or drop.
You know, the more people's attention goes to something, the bigger it gets. Law of energy, what you focus on increases. Next law of energy, what you resist will persist. So you take a look at what our governmental types are doing, and they're increasing something and allowing it to persist. And so I won't say anything more about that.
But we will say a lot about it in part two of our article, which look for later this week, because we've kind of taken off the gloves and we're going to talk about that.
And so with that in mind, the question comes then, well, okay, how do I manage my attention? Because your attention is sacred. How do I manage my energy? And of course, there's many, many teachings, many, many ways to go. And we're pleased and honored to be able to share a variety of things with you, not only from what we've already published, but importantly for this time, what's coming up in this teleworkshop that we're offering. So we encourage you to tune in with that. Follow your heart.
Unlock your inner radical. It's time.
The other thing I want to mention to you, the reason we're sharing about the Shaligrams and last week about the Shivalingas and such, is our planet has an ancient connection with a higher order of truth. And one of the things that we all must do is cultivate our own discernment filter. And that begins at the heart. And then it opens up into the higher chakras. Some people refer to the third eye. It's more than that. When the heart is open, we're able to discern what the higher chakras are offering to us. When the heart is closed, the information coming from the rarefied realms gets distorted.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very important that we hold a sacred balance of reverence, of presence, of respect in order to walk through challenging times, let alone to track with your own ascension process. We are being given a huge gift in this time, this age we're in. We took birth at the turning of the cycles. We took birth at a grand evolutionary moment. We took birth at an opportunity to self-ascend, meaning to ascend with consciousness rather than just have to die and then wake up.
Remember, you are not a victim. You are an active, co-creative, miracle presence on this planet. And everything that's happening on our planet right now is actually a grand conspiracy for you to wake up. Or not. And that's really it's at. It's your choice.
You can take it wherever you want to go because we are in a free will zone. However, we want you to remember that the answers you seek are available. The energies you seek are here now. The ascension process is a gift from the creation to support you on your journey.
Remember, we are in the escalator to expansion. 2015 through 2022 will determine the future of our planet. Your presence matters. How you live every day, what you think, what you do, the decisions you make matter. And if you're sitting somewhere thinking my life doesn't matter, then play this over and over again, because it does matter. You matter. Your presence matters. And we are at such a beautiful moment because together we can sing in the harmony that says, yes, we shall invite the greater expansion of the universe to be beautiful, to be filled with peace, to be filled with love, and to be filled with joy. Because the decisions that humanity is making right now will very much affect our children, our children's children, and their children. And the key is to recognize that in the power of the one is the power of the many. All you need do is remember that the planetary thought body right now is simply filled with fear, doubt, and confusion. And that if fear, doubt, and confusion have entered your world in any way, it is not you, my angel. It simply means you've just been playing in the planetary thought body, and it's easy enough to shoot right through it and say enough.
So, beloved ones, take a deep breath, put that smile on your face, and remember, that we are going to be back next week
with a very, very special show. Sri and I are going to be sharing for the very first time publicly an event that happened in India that, quite frankly, took us off guard as well. It was a very powerful moment. It has changed our lives forever. It was miraculous. It was mystical. And it is something that we are honored to share with you next week.
And until we have the pleasure of being with you, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.